This is the Unfiltered Mind podcast brought to you by Purity. And today we are going to be talking about dealing with peer pressure as a guy. How has it been so far? And we have our guest here, Victory, the CEO of Tradeers, and the brand ambassador of Flip a Time. So guys, I have my guest on speaker right now. So, Victory, commute yourself, please.
Okay, good evening. Good evening, Ma.
Use Ma, I beg you. I beg you.
You're not my boss now.
You're not a bigger boss, yeah. Do you know what it takes to be CEO? Calm down, baby. Calm down small. Do you know what it takes to be CEO?
I see.
Victory, it has been, as a guy, I know how it's always the pressure from family, the pressure from society, the pressure from friends. I know I'm always wondering like this, like it's choking. I know, sometimes I try to picture myself as a guy, but it doesn't work since I'm not a guy, so I can't. So I try to picture myself as a, and I realized that a lot of things are on these guys, a lot of things are on their head, not just guys. I think everybody faces it, but the majority or the people that faces a lot is guys. So today I'm going to be asking you a few questions.
Sure.
How does it feel to be in an environment where everyone is, or where 60% or 50% of guys are infected by the quick rich syndrome, that's to get rich quick syndrome, to getting rich, doing any kind of things just to get rich. How does it feel to be in that environment?
Well, the truth is that it's not easy one bit actually, because this is something that gets to you even if you're not aware. Like, it's just there subconsciously. I remember one time, like, I was sitting like this, and that day I made up my mind that I was going to do some certain stuff to get cash and stuff like that. And I was not even doing things or stuff like that, but everything just happened. And as a guy, the get rich quick stuff, it's just there. Because you look around your fellow guys, all my guys are ballers. Now you call the carry last. You see that line?
Yeah, I guess I understand that feeling.
Yeah, so it's actually I think it's more than 60% of the guys, because me, I'll not say I've shy left there completely, but I've gotten this kind of mental structure of how I cope with it and stuff. But it's just there, and it's just too much. Yeah.
I could totally say that you are not infected by that syndrome.
Yeah.
So
I won't be sure, but thank God for saving my life.
It takes a lot to not to succumb to pressure. It takes a lot not to succumb to pressure. Have you ever we all want to be rich, we all want to take care of our parents, we all want to buy cars, build houses for them, take them on vacation. But have you ever been pressured from the other side, from society in general? Because everyone always have a second thought, or always have something to say about your life, the society in general. Have you ever been pressured by family? Or anything? Have you ever been pressured by family?
Yeah, okay, let me start with the society now. Looking at the society now, let's just face facts now. If you don't get money now, like, you don't just be anybody. No matter what you think you have or how capable you think you are, I think that's why many youths are just, like, diving into getting the whole cash and stuff. It's like, let's take it to relationship now. Babes now, you see guys, we get value safe as broke, like, you know, see, this one's, they don't mean anything. Why? Because of the lack of money and the priority the society has placed on cash. Now moving down to family, say family is one place that it's just God that will help you, because they don't see things from your own end. They are just giving you the okay, you are not getting younger, see what your mates are doing, all those comparisons, and they don't know that some of these your mates are doing stuff that if you start there, it will shock them. Making example, maybe some of your mates are into frauds. They will not, okay, let me not blame the family, they might not be aware, but that's what's going on, and the pressure there is not just easy at all, you know.
Okay, can I ask you if you think that our parents have hands in maybe all these people that are trying to get rich? Do you feel like our parents have hands? You know, when it's a male child start getting something for the family and you don't even know where the source is, you as a parent, your responsibility was to take care of the child, but probably due to some circumstances, you couldn't take care of the child. Let me ask you, do you feel like a parent accepting a gift, a higher gift from their children, means like they are supporting them? They are, without even bothering where my child got this thing from. Imagine if you get to start doing Yahoo or something and you start buying stuff for your parents, like buying, yeah, this have always been your dream to buy stuff for them, but then you haven't gotten to that age, or you've not gotten to that level, you're not working, you're not doing anything, you just woke up from one morning and then decided to buy a car for your parents, and your parents are not showing a sense of concern, where is this money coming from? You feel like our parents are not correct in that part.
Okay, the thing is, the percentage of parents that actually question it now is very small. Like, look at Nigeria now, people are suffering. My boss, see, people are suffering very well. Now, you're looking at a family of maybe five people living in one room, and one just goes out and is finally doing well. They just sum it up all that God has blessed him. They no one just know it is so. As the money just comes, just the chop and the good, that kind of thing. I think that if parents actually pay attention and actually inquire about some certain stuff, like they might even help out in some cases. But now, even how society has placed itself, nobody, it's just like as a guy now, nobody just cares. If you know just the do and you know smart. I think I was speaking with a friend lately, and the person was like, why no one do Yahoo? And I was like, it's not just my thing, that the person is just like, see, I deform like fear of God kind of thing. And I'm like, society has just made like it normal, like even parents now, even if I say they turn a blind eye on it now, it's just that it's just like a norm now, it's just normal and stuff. But I think that parents, whether they know it or not, they have a role and living stuff there.
Okay, how do you deal with this pressure? How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel annoyed, frustrated, or how does it make you? Does it make you feel like you're not doing anything at all? You know, seeing your guy getting all expensive stuff, and then how do you feel about it?
Well, the feelings are, it's like combining plenty words together to bring out one. I think that thing is just too bad, though. Like I was telling you, I think it was my 100 level second semester or more. I was just sitting one evening and I was just looking at, I don't know, you know when you are seeing stuff, like they see your guys the ball, and it just got to my head. I was like, okay, Omo, might just do this thing now. Nothing, if anything commands, that's where it will be. And I had made up my mind, like this was on my mind for weeks, and how did I get it from the environment? Like the feeling I was just getting out, okay, I was putting, it's not like I was idle though. Like me, I know I used to do a lot of stuff to like actually get things, and I'm doing a lot of things, and when they're not working out, that feeling of guys, see money in front of you, follow that money and keep on doing the work. Beating the feeling, that feeling at the moment is not just easy. So I think if I'm to describe that feeling, it's not just one something you escape if you've not built yourself, you've not built your mental. So because it's your mind that is messing with you. Like, if you don't read your mind at that stage, or more, that feeling will, it will just overwhelm you. I think at that point, I had to speak like two persons, just the guy and the page. I told them, okay, see this, you know, like, I will tell you now, if you say, if I venture far, you be someone that can just checkmate me, something like that. But all those people I spoke with, they always, I shall thank God for them, they'll be like, guy, you're already doing something. So I should just leave stuff like that and everything. But the feeling is not just something you can escape if you've not changed your mind. That's all I can say.
Okay, dealing with it, has it been so easy for you? Dealing with it, has it been so easy? Is it something that more that your brother or your friend, if they have to be in your shoe, do you feel like they would succumb to it? Or how do you see yourself as a strong person that can never, never, never be affected by the pressure?
I actually believe that at this point now that I cannot just get pressured again and with things like that. Let me just see for this stage of my life. Life is something that can hit very hard. Okay, so I think the way I am now, I cannot be pressured. Why? Because I think I've gotten some experiences and I've seen some things that have taught me the lesson that I was rushing to get then. Me that was always trying to, you know, getting it quick and stuff, and having people that have done it safe coming to tell you that, guy, not just run this thing safe, focus on the good you're doing and everything. It's not easy for any guy. Like, it's something that you laugh about and the night, like, it's always worse at night. Like, there are nights when I won't sleep like this, and I will think from when I enter bed till almost morning, I'm just thinking of, guy, see your life, why you not go just do this thing now, all those kinds of things. But it's not easy.
That's really, like, okay, for real, I'm just going to tell you, I think I've not told you before, but I'm always rooting for you at the back, and always rooting for you. Like, you're one of the smartest person I've seen. True. Oh. Why do you think I call you my chief? Well, even my chief will forget. Like,
you don't need help.
No, I'm just trying to say the truth.
Yeah,
Let's just assume that we have like 50 guys of you always working hard to put something, not trying to be getting rich without any means of working. You're just trying to do it illegally to get money.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell you that if there are like 50 guys of you, Nigeria go better, like some places will be better. People feel like, okay, this getting rich is all by getting it illegally. I know some of the people that will listen to it will just be like, seriously, don't they talk about it? I'm going to be honest. Like, I feel like if you want to get rich, get something doing. I mean, not something you're not going to be proud of. Maybe they call you out one day and tell you, one day, what do you do? You can't mention that stuff you do because you're not proud of it. When you are doing something, you should be able to do something that whenever they call you, you should be proud of it. Imagine me walking up to you and say, Victory, what did you do? What do you do? And you'd be like, you can't talk. You can't talk in public. Or maybe in public, I maybe unannounced, I called you. You are not expecting that I will call you that day. I call you and I'll be like, Victory, can you come and introduce yourself? What do you do? And you're not proud of your work. To me, when you're doing something, make sure you're doing something you're proud of. You can talk.
I'm saying, like, I think one thing that is even, like, helping me is the fact that I've been teaching and looking at the younger generations I'm talking to, like, every time I'm standing in front of them to teach, I think it's one of those reasons that I've not even ventured into stuff like that I did that, because me realizing stuff like that, I'm always telling them about putting in work and stuff like that, and And when I'm sharing my experiences with them, like, it's something that I'm proud of seeing, like, this is what I do, this is what I've passed through, and stuff like that. And when I see kids, I've heard a lot of kids say, okay, I want to be like Savitri and stuff like that. I'll be like, assuming I was trying to get it quick, like, I would have not even connected with them on this basis to even do any good, you know, because I think that's the major thing this life is about.
Yeah, exactly. When you, people should be able to look up to you. I will not be the one to come and learn work. Wait till the kids come. I'm saying I see. Wait till that face. What's the name of the place where Yahoo Boys come? I know I'm not like trying to get any Yahoo Boys here. I'm just trying to say. But a victory.
Yeah.
You know, I know how difficult it can be dealing with pressure. I know how difficult it is. And I wish, like, when it comes to relationship, that people don't really, like, put pressure on themselves that they must get this for their particular bid, or they must do this just to... You know, I've heard a lot of guys say that girls are the reason why they do so many things.
So
girls are the reason why they...
That's
girls are the reason why they... Because they want to buy them hair, they want to buy them clothes, they want to feed them, they want to, you know... I don't know, but why put so much pressure on yourself because you want to take care of somebody's child that you're not even married to?
Yo, like, let's look at it like this now. A man is a provider, like, he's just there. It has been, that's the way society has kept it, that as a guy, you are a provider. Like, I'm not telling you something I've never experienced, though. Me, I am currently single and proud. The thing is there. Once you're in a relationship with someone, like, I'm this kind of person, I think I have this thing for giving, and I cannot be with somebody and inside me I want to give. I don't call whole cash. I don't call the see, I love you, but I don't have money. Like, the sound of that alone is just very funny. And if you look at the way Nigeria say I love you that thing, but
that's just trying to imagine that.
Eh?
I'm trying to imagine.
Like,
I'm trying to imagine it. The thought is very funny.
That look at society now. Look at the kind of value young ladies have placed on money. Like, if you even see it on TikTok, you see it everywhere. Like, this one that's always trying to say you won't get me, you not get money. Now, how are you? Like, those things are now like.
I see.
Yes, now it's a trend on TikTok. Now, you are seeing things like that. Yeah. Every girl now, like, because they do say, if you don't just get money, you know, call them. Like, I was watching an interview where a girl is saying that you asked to see her and she came to see you and you don't give her money for Tiffy. And if you see the conversation, say, you go bust your head. That's just how things are now. Like, the way relationships are, I don't know if it's always been like that, but with the way it is now, the guy is like the provider, and when you are not providing and that person is doing it for your supposed love or whatever, it can be very hurting. I think that's one thing that will push guys into doing some stuff to just try and keep up. Even if the girl, no, I'm not, sometimes it's not the girl though. Sometimes the guy,
yeah,
he just wants to do this for this person to show how much he...
See my friend, they carry car, I won't get money, and you know that kind of stuff. And I'm like, how does this guy want to get money when he's not even doing anything?
Yeah.
He won't get money by all means, because my papa, my mama, they don't suffer tire. I won't get money, but I'm trying to reason on the other side. What if this guy finds something doing, like work hard, work extra hard, because there are people who are working hard, they're making it big time.
Yeah.
Then why does it have to be the easier way? Why are you being pressured by your guy's success just because he's bringing the cars, he's flaunting you, he's taking you to buy? You get what I'm saying? I feel like, yes, the pressure from friends, because your friends are carrying a lot of things.
Mm.
You want to carry them. Yes.
I think one major thing that's even backing up that their pressure stuff is they are afraid to even start up on their own. Like, one of the things that I think this is teaching me is rejection. It's life telling me now to not get comfortable to being accepted all the time. Now, when I remember when I started out my brand and stuff, it was just like the number of people I had routing for me then just dropped. They not see the left. It's like we all just stood and they are watching. I think it's that feeling that they are even scared to pay, because most of those people like that are trying to get money and fast, they're actually very smart too, but they don't want to put it into you. Like they've done calculations that are not long term, and they just want to do it very fast, because if they think it long term, they'll know that if they venture into this thing now, in years to come, let's use fraud as a kid study. In years to come now, there will be very serious countermeasures that will reduce its itself. And let's say something like that happens now, you now lose a number of years you would have been prepared to doing something that you maybe you thought about, or you are just afraid to start and stuff like that. Yeah,
yeah, I get. But Victory, you know, but I know they're coming, man. I'm gonna come to my
with you. Yeah, my boss.
You know, not like we girls don't feel the same thing, but like I said before, your system is very high. There is always a very big tendency for guys to be succumbed to pressure because of it's high from their own side.
Yeah.
Get. But I feel like what girls crave is always the fancy things. And same thing with guys, they crave for fancy things, and but the girls are also higher because they look at their fellow girls and they are like wearing wigs and then wearing expensive things, and they'll get back to their boyfriend instead of their father. You get back to their boyfriend, and you'll be like, Nkechi is wearing, $50K or $500K
yeah.
here, and you're not doing anything for me, all this kind of stuff, or they start keeping faces. No, I'm not trying to like be all perfect here, but I'm just trying to say, guys, why take it upon yourself? The father will take it upon himself. Why? If your father took it upon himself, even if they're depressed now, you get.
Yeah.
Because how many girls in one buy how many 500K hair for?
Like I was telling you, like, those hard to explain now. Like, relationship now, like, the standard sets in relationship now, like, it's how it is. If you are dating, I don't know whether they are doing business transaction there. You give me money, I give you sex. Like, it's just, it's looking like what they are doing there. Like, that's how. Almost like let me not use a high percent. Let's say 60 or 70% of relationships are now where the girl is just there for the money and the gifts, and the guy is all the sex he can get. That's just it. There are some guys that even go after ladies because they have money. They don't just put it on all the girls alone. So I think it's, you know, that not every let's look at now. I think it's even recently that fathers even became more accessible. Like, most of them growing up, say, they are not even as close to their dad. So imagine you're not close to your dad. You are telling your dad you want 500K. What do you want me again? So that boyfriend that is easily accessible and stuff like that, the one is billing, kill the young man. And you not blame him. Some of them will just sincerely love the girl, and out of love, out of the so-called love, they will do anything to make
love. I'll be lost.
Yeah.
Just nothing really for me.
Oh, I know why. My voice, why keep it on me, man?
No, but that's the fact. Now, no be big as when I like. Why no go? Why not no go be pressured?
It's not. Let's not put it like that. But it's sound like that. Like I said, they are looking like they are having a business transaction currently. That's the way it is.
Mm.
But I don't want to see that there is no genuine stuff out there, because I actually believe that people have genuine relations going on with them. But most of them.
People have.
Most of them that I've seen, they are just fooling themselves. Like, I look at them sometimes and I'm just like, it's not about the I am happy.
Now, why is this thing, Zuba?
Yeah, it's not bad. Actually, let me not talk about my singleness. Yeah, we can just talk about dealing with pressure.
It's part of pressure now. Say, you know, they feel pressure because your guy carrying big.
Oh, my God.
Your love don't enter your eye, but you deep down, you're fine.
That pressure is on people. I think you want me to talk about relationship spirit. Why is it this?
No. We're talking about you, how you're dealing with pressure. Okay. You as a person. You are Victory. How has it been so far for you?
Okay.
Have you been very terrible?
Let me not say terrible, but that's not been easy. Like that days that I'm just so down that. And the funny part, where I am currently now, it's not like when I'm down, I can just run up to anybody and talk to the person. Because that's one issue I have, but opening up is not kind of my thing. It's just always difficult. And if you have to put my peer pressure now to my relationship, like, I'll be like, I know guys, and a lot of my guys are in relationship. And One funny thing is that when I tell people that I'm in a relationship, they always end up laughing because they doubt it. But that's how it is. Why? I think that, like I told you, I love to provide. It's like, I give a lot. And when I'm not able to provide, and it's make me feel I'm not, which one is for this thing now? I'm not capable enough. And if I am there and another guy, random guy, is always doing things that I will see for my babe. Like, I'm just doing the same parts. Like, babe, don't worry, I will buy you a new bag. And I'll come back the next day, she has a new bag already. And guys, that feeling is not something I want to cope with. Instead of having to go through the drama of all that, I think it's just best I build now at the moment. And as time goes on, God be faithful. I'll see my Siri.
Yeah. Victory.
Yeah.
You know, the creative guys are always like one of the smartest people.
Yeah.
And you know, there are sometimes you feel, let me say, your down moment where you feel very down.
Yeah.
Does it affect your work? Does it affect your creativity? Maybe you have a job to give this person a job to submit today,
yeah.
And because you are under pressure or your day is messed up, do you allow it to affect your job?
It's not like me allowing it to, but it does. Like, no matter, like, I do jobs the most when I am fired up, but once I am down like this, it affects my job and everything. And sometimes I prefer not to even do any job because I might end up delivering things that are not up to the standard I'm setting. So when I'm done,
yeah.
I think, how do I even deal with it? It's not just this, you know, like, because even up to the standard I'm setting. So when I'm done,
yeah.
I think, how do I even deal with it? It's not just this, you know, like, because even opening up to people, or there's just very few persons that I still struggle to open up with, open up to about stuff going on. But anytime I am down, it affects my job. Like, it does well.
Okay, 90. Let me just see. What percent can you bring out as part of the thing being under pressure? Let me see, have you ever like really felt bad of your job or the kind of things you do whenever you see your fellow guy? Okay, that thing is easier. Why can't I just do it? Why am I doing graphic designing? Why am I doing photography?
Yeah.
What make I just do this Yahoo more? Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever occurred to you before? I know if you're a normal human being, it's more tough.
Jesus Christ. That is, it has occurred to the extent that I I think it was the following day that I was supposed to meet up, because you know, see, this kind of things, like the link for Abdi, like if I want to run an ASAP, man, it got so bad that it was a day like before I could, I would venture into it, that I spoke with somebody and the person said so many things that just gave me a little bit strength to overcome that feeling, because at that point I was like, all the whole stuff is not just making any sense. My brand is turning one year by April 1st. I think that period.
Leave it over, boy. 3 days.
See what you did to me? I think it was at that period. I looked at nothing was working. Like everything was just no. It was not going as planned. No more. I was just like, now I no go do say I did try do am right, and time will just go. Because you know, and that thing society has put on us is that we have to do it, and we have to do it well and do it fast. That you are,
yeah,
let's say 30 now. Remember, imagine that you are getting to 40 and you are not married no more. Even if they don't tell you, eh, I already go to give yourself a loan, you're gonna say, people don't want that with the amount. I think it's those kind of things that people are trying to run away from, and it's making them do a lot of stuff.
And then when you believe so much in your dream and you are not like other people trying to get so rich quickly, and your plan is not working too fast, you know, you still feel that pressure too, right?
Yeah, Jesus, like it comes, like God, it comes. That's why I think I took time to just go through my social media. Like, if a random person picks up my Instagram account like this, like, you get so inspired and stuff, because I know that this world is just too negative now. To keep the balance, you have to get like positivity from a lot of sources and hold on to it. So whenever I'm on my phone, like maybe a thought is going through my head, guys, literally just the door low. Why you not go just run this thing? The next post, I'm seeing Gary V talking about being patient and optimistic and stuff like that. But that's not how it keeps me in check. I get pressured a lot though. The pressure is just too much. Like, but I'm just, I have things that help keep me in check. I have certain things that just keep me in check. That's okay.
Do you feel like you can share the, would you share the settings for any other person listening
to this? I think it's peer pressure. When I peer pressure, I started looking at it from two views. It can, because someone says that any pressure you are feeling is one you allowed. Any peer pressure you are feeling, it's you that allowed it. Imagine if Bill Gates is my friend, and then Elon Musk. Like, look at what those guys are doing. If I'm to feel pressured, the pressure that I'll be feeling that driving towards doing something positive that will meet up with what they are doing. Now, imagine when everybody surrounding me is now involved in something illegal. Every pressure you are getting there at that moment is negative. Because me, I shall believe that pressure can be positive to an extent. But how do I cope with this negative blood pressure? It finds like that there's this presence that you must have, because I believe that it's always easier when you have people that you can just run to when everything is just looking like it's breaking up. I remember one time, the first time I was depressed in my life, and that is the only time I spoke with one of my friends. Or more, this person prayed with me, like, you know, it's not prayed with me, it actually prayed for me like hours on the phone. And that day, I broke down completely. Like, I decided to just stop everything. And just prayers from that person alone, I got really encouraged a bit. I listened to positive podcasts a lot. I exercise. I do, like, those things, no matter how insignificant people are trying to make it look like. Okay, back then, last semester, I'll be running towards evening time and afternoon time. And someone will be looking at me and like, why is this one doing it? It's me trying to keep my mind in check, because I think that's where all the battle happens. If you don't train your mind, this peer pressure will always get to you. If you have anything you've planned out to do, like, and you've not structured your mind. Like, it's not just work. How do I mean? Let's say you have this business you want to do, and instead of giving it your all, you're not looking at your guys doing other stuff that is giving them quick cash. Everly, you will join in.
Alright, so in other words, you are trying to say people should not let other people, whatever people are doing, derail them.
Yeah.
You know, what everybody is selling stuff, that's what I always tell people. Everyone you see are selling stuff. Prostitute is also selling that stuff.
Yes.
Yahoo boy is selling that stuff. Everyone you see sells whatever they want to sell. So it's left for you to buy whichever one you want to buy. If you want to buy the stuff that they are selling, it's you that is consuming it.
Yeah.
It's you that is taking it upon yourself. So whatever you buy or however you get people pressure you is how you it have effect on you.
Mm.
So where you don't every guy shouldn't like allow other people's things pressure them. Yeah. Peer pressure have the negative and positive part of it. The positive part of it is where you want you to work really hard.
Yeah.
You want you to do really, really like go extra or do go outside your circle or outside the box. Think outside the box. The same way it has a very bad effect on us because it puts a hole in that if you can't deal with it, it can even go into depression. Yeah. At the end of the day, you get to like do what you don't want to do or what you will not be proud of. That my very most important word is do something you'll be proud of when you look back, not something you won't be proud of. Same way you want your younger ones or the younger your whoever, whenever they look up to you, they see greatness. They see someone they are proud of. It's the same way. You don't want people to look up to you and then they are like, oh my, if you know, copy this boy, make I just, you know, that's this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so, it's a very good session with you, Victory. I really appreciate having you here. Everybody listening, my boss is the CEO of True Ideas. I mean, like, the baddest graphic designer I know. I'm telling you, Futo. It's always like. But, listen, I think I just leave this one for here. And.
Yeah,
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming over. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You have a great night.
Yeah, you too.